The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then I want to say a few words about the practice. And the attitude in which we have towards ourselves when we practice is actually quite important. And it's very easy to have negative views or attitudes towards oneself. And some of them are so thoroughly kind of integrated into our whole personality, we don't even know we have them. Sometimes it can take years of meditation practice to say, wait a minute, kind of in the background, all the time, there's this attitude about myself as being somehow inadequate, or all kinds of attitudes we can have. And it can take years sometimes to kind of come with it to practice to see it and then come up with a better attitude. Or you can do the following exercise. You can imagine you're going to visit maybe a dear relative. So maybe someone who was very important for you when you were young, a dear grandparent or uncle or aunt or someone. And that you have a tremendous love and respect for this person. And that as you go to that person, what would be your attitude, your view, your positive regard you'd have for that person? Or imagine that you're going to see a respected teacher, someone you have great respect for and value. And so you would maybe, how would you approach that person? What attitude would you have about meeting a respected spiritual teacher, and how would you prepare yourself? How would you conduct yourself? And how would you what kind of positive regard would you have for that person? Or imagine, if maybe this for some people, maybe this was particularly evocative. Imagine that your lover has been gone for a long time, and you get to go visit them, and you haven't seen them for a long time, and so you kind of have this positive regard, and it'd be lovely to see the lover, and you show up with a wonderful attitude towards them. So these three kinds of ways. Can you imagine approaching yourself any of these ways? Could you imagine showing up, sitting down to meditate, and starting to, before you started to meditate, really kind of take a take into account that you are a human being, and that you're a valuable human being, just like every human being, and could you find some way to regard yourself in one of those three ways? So when you sit down to meditate, you're kind of meeting yourself with a positive regard, with care, with respect, with kindness, with love, with gratitude or something. Yeah, here you are to meet yourself. And that would be the frame of reference that you would use to sit and meditate. That you're really meeting someone who's really a significant person in your life. And you have positive regard for, you really care for. And how would you sit? How would you be with your breathing? How could you have that attitude, not to spin out in fantasies about what that means, but to really help you to become lovingly quiet, peaceful, subtle, here, just cozy with this person? Or if you're doing walking meditation, just you with your favorite person. How lucky you are. It happens to be you at this moment, and you're sitting here, connecting here, and there might be some negative self-talk that might pop up, or some negative self-idea, and you would just say, there, it's okay. You wouldn't take it you wouldn't take it that seriously, because you have so much positive regard for yourself. May this day of practice be a day of positive self-regard as the foundation for sitting with the breath and walking and doing the practice. Thank you.